The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Great to be with you, of course. Those of you who are regular listeners know that in hour one, we do news, comment, get into some politics as well. Hour number two, we always invite an exciting and interesting guest. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the Illuminati. I don't think we have ever done an entire show on the subject of the Illuminati. It's come up, of course, because we've had a lot of conspiracy type authors on, but to do an entire show just on the Illuminati, who are they? Are they still operating today? And I've got a book sitting on my desk here. It is over 800 pages. I mean, it's bigger than my Bible. And the title of the book is Illuminati Unmasked. The author is Johnny Cerucci. And are we connected yet, Patrick, with Johnny? All right, Johnny Cerucci, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Jim. It's a distinct pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for being with us. And, you know, I spent a lot of time the last couple of days just looking into, you know, who you are, because I was thinking to myself, wow, this is such an enormous book, and it's so well written, so well documented and footnoted, et cetera. I'm wondering, you know, who is this guy? He's like a lifelong researcher, or, and then I read that you're a 20-year veteran of the U.S. military. You get out of the military. You then embark on writing this book that's over 800 pages about the Illuminati. Let's start with that. I mean, how do you go from a career military man to being so fascinated to write a book like this of over 800 pages about the Illuminati? Something must have happened there in your transition in life.
Absolutely, Jim. I'm fourth generation Italian. I come from Italian immigrants, strong Roman Catholic as well. In the background, we were very, very patriotic because we were so pleased that we were blessed to have a second chance. My family came over from Italy. Things were bad between the fascists and the communists there. You just couldn't make a living. And so when my family got here, it was tough. If you go back to look in the papers of the 20s and 30s, you see how waves of immigrants had come over. Irish immigrants had come over previous to my Italian family, and really made it difficult for us to find a job and make a living. And we didn't throw in the towel. We didn't wait for someone to speak Italian for us. We knuckled down and took that second chance, and as a result became extremely patriotic and grateful for that second chance. And that's what had me and my family experience point me towards a career in the military. And I developed this real impatience, Jim, as I continued to see our institutions, my own military chain of command, American government agencies, doing things that were against our own best interests. I'm not old enough for Vietnam, but Vietnam is a great example. A lot of the so-called war on terror, how it's proceeding, seems to be creating more enemies than it's taken care of. And I just became really angry and frustrated. My experience in Iraq didn't help. It seemed like we were a bull in a china shop, and many of the policies that we're carrying out there were self-destructive. I was very plugged in to conservative media and just seemed to be getting the same thing over and over again. I wasn't really getting any real answers. And it was as a result of really the Barack Obama administration coming in and the inability of both the Republican Party and so-called conservative media to give me those answers that I just snapped and had to dig deeper. And really, the supposed killing of Osama bin Laden, I believe in 2011, was the final straw for me when it seemed like mainstream conservative media continued to carry the water for Barack Obama's administration, not hit him very hard, not to approach this clear lie that Osama bin Laden had been killed. I actually had personal contact, personal inside information, an indirect link to the special operations community to confirm that the official story was a lie, but I didn't need that. All I had to do was do my own research and my own digging. I've always been a bit of a writer, a blogger. I'd done some writing for the school paper in college and so forth, so it was in my blood in the background. But this inability for the actual mainstream sources, even not so mainstream, but conservative mainstream media, to give me those answers forced me to find those answers on my own. And
that was, of course, one very suspicious story. We don't have a body. We don't really have any proof of what we did, but just take our word for it. A lot of people were very suspicious about the story of Osama bin Laden's death. Let's step back, though, and let me say thank you for your service, sir. I greatly appreciate your military service of 20 years to this country. Let's step back, though, to the title of the book, The Illuminati, because I think the idea of the Illuminati, I think to the general population, is that this is sort of a mythological belief. It's sort of the type of things that movies like The Da Vinci Code are spun from. This is the thing of novels. It's not really something that is really true. But yet your book is so carefully footnoted and documented. Let's tell people what the history is of the Illuminati and why you're convinced not only are they real, but they're currently a force to be reckoned with today.
Well, absolutely. And it's code. Illuminati is code for a secretive group of monks in the Roman Catholic Church, the Company of Loyola, also known as the Jesuits. For the most part, what you see and hear as Illuminati, rock stars, rappers, and so forth, they have no clue. They're if they're anything involved, they're court jesters. The illumined ones, that goes all the way back to the first rebellion in Babylon. But the political movement that was founded in 1776 on May 1st, a very critical day for Roman Catholics, pagans, witches, communists. There's a reason why. This is, Jim, what cemented for me what is really behind this conspiracy. And I'm afraid that it's that the Catholic Church is the fourth and final beast, just as we Christians have always supposedly known and believed. The Illuminati is founded by a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt was a Bavarian with a Jewish background who was converted to Catholicism. And Weishaupt started his training, tutelage under the Jesuits at age 7. And I have the footnotes for that. I have the links actually to the Bavarian educational records that prove that. And this is why it's so important. Anyone that says Illuminati, a lot of times the word Illuminati is used as a smokescreen to knock people off track from what's really going on. The political movement that is the Illuminati, founded by Weishaupt in 1776.
And Johnny, that music means we've got a break coming up here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about the Catholic Church's connection to some of this. And Johnny is a former Catholic. He's raised a Catholic. So this is not coming from some, you know, third party that doesn't like Catholics. Very, very fascinating information. Again, very well footnoted. We'll have more when we come back. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Our guest this hour is Johnny Cerucci. Fascinating book, one that I would highly recommend. It is huge, however. I teach self-defense. I might actually recommend this book as a self-defense weapon. That's how big it is. But just to make the point that it's so highly footnoted and documented, on a topic like this, which you really have to do as a writer, because people are going to have questions and they're going to have doubts. And this is a book, someone that took the time to write over 800 pages. The book is Illuminati Unmasked. Johnny Cerucci is with us for the hour. And Johnny, did I set that up right, that you yourself are a former practicing Catholic? You were raised as an Italian, an Italian home. You were raised Catholic. You're no longer Catholic, as I understand it. But is it fair to say that a lot of Catholics don't even really know this? I mean, we're not saying that all Catholics are in on this. It's something that many Catholics are not aware of, if not most Catholics are not aware of, is some of the things that might be going on in the upper echelons of the Catholic Church.
That's absolutely right, Jim. I was born and raised Catholic. I spent the first 25 years of my life as a Roman Catholic. I had an experience in college. I had a friend bring me to a non-denominational evangelical Christian church, and it just, something just happened. I felt like I was home. I didn't even do an altar call. I just was changed miraculously, and bought a Protestant Bible, and that was January 16, 1994, and it really has totally altered my life. Prior to that, I had no idea what the Bible was all about. I had no idea what a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is, and it completely altered my outlook and gave me a set of glasses that allowed me to see things in very new and different ways. So, yeah, you're completely accurate with that, Jim, and you're also accurate with the contention that the vast majority of 1.2 billion Catholics around the world have no clue what's really going on. They have no clue how dangerous the leadership in their church is, particularly right now, that since 1534, consecrated by the church by Pope Paul III, 1540, the Jesuits order, the Company of Loyola, the so-called Society of Jesus, really rules the world in secret. Their leader is called the Superior General for a reason. There's a quote that I was not able to verify really did come from Napoleon, but it's a fantastic quote about how the Jesuits are a military order, which is why their leader is the Superior General. He's known as the Black Pope. The current Superior General is Adolfo Nicholas, and the previous Superior General, Peter Hans Kolbenbach, stepped down. Unprecedented that he would do that. Usually they're just replaced upon death, just like the Pope. The Superior General is known as the Black Pope because of the power that they wield, and yet they wear the priestly black Catholic. It's what a juxtaposition. And so that's where they're known as the Black Pope.
Yeah, now Pope Francis, if I understand this right, he would be the first Jesuit Pope of the Catholic Church, and he took power after the really mysterious resignation of the prior Pope, who is still living there at the Vatican. I was just at the Vatican 3 weeks ago. But is there any backstory to that about the prior Pope stepping down? This Pope, is he the first Jesuit Pope? Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct, Jim. I wish I had some inside information as far as the conversations that took place with Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, that he was just given an offer he couldn't refuse. It really is very, very suspicious that the first pope in 600 years to abdicate is superseded by a Jesuit, the first Jesuit ever. The order is supposedly loyal to the point of death to the will and the whims of the Pope, and yet they have been implicated in many deaths and near assassinations of quite a few popes. So look, go back to your original contention. The vast majority of 1.2 billion Catholics have no idea what is going on. And I'll tell you, this is the reason why America is a captured operation. My contention is she's been captured from the very beginning. Why is it that our local law enforcement dress up in camouflage and body armor and drive my MRAPs, my up-armored vehicles down Main Street as if we're under a military occupation? Why is it that our own intelligence agencies are treating us like we're the enemy with mass surveillance, warrantless surveillance on American citizens? That America has become a very hostile place, and that's because, as is my contention, she is being controlled by a malignant enterprise, a malignant entity from off our shores. A great example of this is of our own intelligence agencies. The CIA has always treated American citizens as the enemy from the very beginning. The OSS was founded by a devout Roman Catholic and Knight of Malta named William Donovan. He was given the Order of St. Sylvester by Pope Pius XII, Eugenio Pacelli, a man who basically enabled the Third Reich to take place. He was the Papal Nuncio, the Vatican's ambassador to Germany in the 30s. He was the man on the spot to make that happen. He awarded William Donovan, as I said, the Order of St. Sylvester in 1944, even before the war was over. And William Donovan was implicated very, very convincingly so in the murder of George S. Patton, from a fantastically well-written book by Robert Wilcox called Target Patton. And he lays out the case that the OSS assassinated America's greatest general. How is that possible? Salon Magazine has a fantastic article, I respect Salon, in regards to how the CIA has used LSD against innocent American citizens to practice its worth in mind control. The CIA has been implicated in drug trafficking more than once. It was actually at the root of the Iran-Contra. You say Iran-Contra affair, well, what is that supposed to bring up? It supposedly brings up gun running or weapons trafficking to help the Contras and sell weapons to Iran to keep the Iran-Iraq war going. But really, the foundation of Iran-Contra was drug smuggling. Another fantastic book that I cite copiously in my book is Compromised by Kerry Kent Reed, a former Air Force intelligence analyst who later became one of the CIA's best hotshot pilots. The man was there helping to ferry anti-communists into MENA, Arkansas, and he was a personal witness to the drug running there that built the Clinton administration that rolled into the Bush administration.
All right, Johnny, we have another break coming up. We're going to get to some other things here, folks. Shocking information. Barack Obama's ties to a mystery religion. And is the U.S. political system completely rigged? We'll get into all of that after this break. Stay tuned.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, our guest this hour is Johnny Cerucci. Fantastic book, Illuminati Unmasked. And Johnny, I want to apologize for sort of the shotgun approach I'm taking to your book, but the truth is it's kind of like an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I don't even know which end of the buffet to start on, and I'm just kind of picking some things out of here. Maybe we'll encourage a lot of people to get and read the entire book, but fascinating what you were getting into before the break, all the way back to the Clintons' days in Arkansas and the drug smuggling and all of those stories that we heard back from what was the movie called The Clinton Chronicles, and that's all been kind of swept under the rug. But let's talk about Barack Obama. You've got this is the first bullet point on the back of the book. I have read a lot of books saying that Barack Obama has a connection to the CIA from prior to being president. He's got a very mysterious background. You got to give him that. I mean, one way or the other, there's just something suspicious about this man's background, whether you like him as a president or not. There's just something suspicious. We just don't know a lot about him like we do most presidents. But you say that it's not Islam is the connection. There's a mysterious religion connected that Obama is connected to, and it's not Islam. So fill in the blanks on that. I'm fascinated.
You got it, Jim. And listen, my friend, you are the host. You can shotgun as much as you want. Connection is not to Islam. That's blown out of proportion on purpose as a smokescreen. The connection is to Roman Catholicism. You know, the Barack Obama's hit past in Indonesia is a fantastic example of how the media particularly the so-called conservative media, Fox News, and all the conservative hosts are a great example of this subterfuge. If you mention Barack Obama's upbringing in Indonesia and you have any clue what is there, the first thing you say, well, he was there in a Muslim madrasa. It wasn't a madrasa. It was a Muslim-oriented school. And that was for 1 year. The other 4 years, he spent 5 years in Indonesia. The other 4 years he spent in a Catholic school. When he got to America, and actually during the campaign, it's interesting you should mention his connections to the CIA. He was in a debate with John McCain and Hillary Clinton and had remarked, I think there was I cite the New York Times on this, and he let it slip out. He'd gone on off teleprompter. Talk about Barack Obama and his presidency. This man literally, Jim, cannot go into a group of sixth graders in, I think it's Falls Church, Virginia, without a set of teleprompters. Are you kidding me? You can't even talk to some sixth graders without teleprompters. Every single thing Barack Obama does is carefully, carefully handled. And one of the men that do the handling for him is hardcore leftist, devout Roman Catholic Joseph Biden. Joseph Biden is the man. Barack Obama didn't swear in our current director of the CIA, John O. Brennan, devout Roman Catholic who was trained by the Jesuits at Fordham, I believe. Joe Biden swore John O. Brennan in, and guess what? He swore him in on a Constitution minus the Bill of Rights. They think they're cute, and they also apparently fear oaths to the Lord for some reason. So back to Barack Obama, it's absolutely shocking and devastating when you look at this man who has multiple aliases from the Barack Obama to all the way to Harrison J. Bunnell. Who is that? The man's Social Security number comes from Connecticut, a state he's never even visited, lived in. That is, it's truly, truly upsetting. Dreams from My Father has been outed by a Catholic author, by the way, Jack Cashel, rather, who has, I think, proved conclusively that it was written by Billy Ayers, a radical communist, who now is teaching kids, or was spent a great deal teaching kids. That's what communists do. They're pulled into the education system to indoctrinate our children. Where was this connection made, Jim? It was made in Chicago, where Barack Obama was trained by a Jesuit on how to be a community organizer, a rabble rouser, how to stir discontent. And that Jesuit's name is Greg Galluzzo, G-A-L-L-U-Z-Z-O. The same Jesuit connection as that Bill Clinton had. A vast majority of your audience, I will guarantee, have no idea that Bill Clinton was Jesuit-educated at Georgetown. As a matter of fact, if you know anything about Bill Clinton and his communication with Professor Carol Quigley, who wrote another tome, A Tragedy and Hope, that gave us insight into a secretive elite that rules the world, that rules both parties, that rules finances all over the world. Carol Quigley, where did he meet Carol Quigley and learn about Tragedy and Hope? It was at Jesuit Georgetown. Bill Clinton had his hand held through his entire career, learned how to be a radical leftist and his own version of a communist community organizer by a Jesuit, Richard.
This is fascinating. I'm hearing so much of this for the first time. I mean, I'm just like, man, I've got to read this whole book here. Let me just shift gears just so we can keep getting into some different areas here. The whole idea of the U.S. political system being rigged. Just take, for example, this recent event in Colorado. So Donald Trump comes out and says, hey, wait a minute, it's rigged. Ted Cruz got every single vote, but nobody voted. It was just like decided that Ted Cruz was the guy. And then the media picks up the ball and says, well, yeah, this is how it always is, that nobody votes there and the people who are running it just decide. And all of us that wonder about that we're just told you're stupid. There's nothing to see here. Move along. I mean, in large part, how much of the entire national political system is run like that? That you just have, it's like someone at the top is making the decision, and we're all sort of roped into this notion that we're really voting for someone. I mean, as it is, it's bad enough that we only can choose in the end from like the lesser of two evils in every single election. We don't even get to decide, you know, who those lesser of two evils are that we get to vote for. I mean, is it completely rigged, and how high up does it go?
Jim, it is thoroughly, completely controlled. There isn't a single critical position at the national level that isn't thoroughly controlled by this beast, this dragon. Who is the one outsider that we're supposed to focus on? Is Donald Trump, Jesuit educated for 2 years at Fordham, I believe it was university. His son Eric Trump, his entire education was received at Georgetown. Eric is on the board of the Georgetown School of Business. It is completely and thoroughly, totally rigged. And this is one of the things that drove me to dig for this information, Jim, is that there's only two sides to the political machine in America, the radical communist left and the quick-to-abdicate right. Every time I turned around, it seemed like the Republican Party was giving up and refusing to fight. John Boehner is a great example. He spent his entire time completely covering for Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, going out and playing golf with
him. Yeah, I mean, he folded, and then John Roberts folding in the Supreme Court for Obamacare. That was the most suspicious one I had ever seen. Okay, let's just call this a tax issue and let it go through that way. I mean, that was highly suspicious to me as well.
At that time, before this mysterious craziness with Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court was composed of six Roman Catholics and three left-leaning, very left-leaning Jews. John Roberts, devout Roman Catholic, member of the secretive Opus Dei, and John Boehner, devout Roman Catholic, educated by the church. It's great that the House is a great example.
And Johnny, I'm sorry to cut you short again. One more break. Our last segment coming up with Johnny Cerucci. Just fascinating. Illuminati en masse. Our final segment. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
I have to tell you, this is one of the most unbelievable books that I've looked at. I mean, it's got so many footnotes and references. I mean, either Johnny Cerucci is just on the cutting edge with this. Either that, or he's like that character in A Beautiful Mind. He's just so crazy that we've never encountered anybody this crazy that has so many footnotes, so many appendices, references. I don't know how you could dispute what he's saying here. Now, right before the break, you were making the connection, Johnny, to the Jesuits, the Catholic Church, what's going on in Congress, the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia's death. He was a Catholic, is that right?
He was also a member of Opus Dei.
Yeah, this is just weird. Now, let's talk about, I want to shift back, though. We're going to get back to this in a minute, but Trump, you started talking about Trump, and there's a lot of people like me. I don't agree with everything that Trump says or does. In fact, you know, my Christian sensibilities don't line up with him very many times. I mean, just some of his language, some of the way he sort of conducts himself. But I looked at Trump and I said, well, you know, people say he's a bull in a China shop, but he's my bull in a China shop. And if you want to destroy the China shop, you put a bull in the China shop. And that's kind of was my thinking was Trump says he's going to release the 28-page memo that's redacted about 9/11. Then today in the news, I'm reading about how the Saudis are threatening to pull out $750 billion out of our economy if Congress passes this law allowing people to proceed with lawsuits against Saudi Arabia because of the 9/11 attacks. And I mean, it's like, wow, there's something to this. The Saudis don't want people to be able to sue, people to be able to have discovery. Is Trump and Hillary Clinton, are we talking the two sides of the same coin, or could it be possible that Trump is our guy to try to get some truth here about what is happening with our government?
Jim, it's so crazy. I hesitate to really talk too much about it. That's the whole reason why that I have 2,000 citations in the book, because I make assertions that on the face your normalcy bias refuses to accept. It is all thoroughly controlled. Donald Trump is controlled opposition, a controlled outlet. Tracing 9/11 to the Saudis is a smokescreen. Look, the government story on 9/11 just doesn't wash. All you need is what happened to Building 7 to really ask, raise questions. We need the footage. Washington, D.C. has almost as many closed-circuit TV cameras as London, and yet footage of what happened to the Pentagon has been confiscated by the FBI. And no one has released it. We have like five frames of a fireball hitting the Pentagon. It's so important to get people to simply ask questions. I don't want to even really make too many assertions about what I believe happened, other than the director of the CIA at the time was a devout Roman Catholic Jesuit educator.
Yeah, you know, and that's the one thing I've, and to this audience, I've never really gone there. I you know, maybe it's because I just have this thought that, look, you know what, if it's really that bad that our own government would be involved in something like this, it's just incomprehensible to me. But the notion that there's something being covered up, and I don't know what it is, I just have my intuition tells me we don't know everything, and there's, it's just not right that we don't know everything, because with all the people that died, everything that happened on that tragic day, we should know everything. And the idea that there are memos that are so heavily redacted and there's information that's being hidden, there's lawsuits being prevented because of the potential discovery issues. I just think that we need to have more openness about this issue. I don't know what happened either. We have some of our audience, Johnny, that are what they would, you know, 9/11 truther. You know, I've never kind of gone personally that far, but I'm with you, brother, that there's more we need to know about this. There's so much that's being hidden. For those people today, however, that want to sort of, you know, bring this to the present day, and look at what's happening with the Jesuits in the present day, what do we look for next in our remaining moments? We've got Pope Francis. He's making all these political statements supporting the global warming and all these, you know, social issues that he seems to be way off of script of what the Catholic Church should even have their Pope dealing with. What do you see happening over the coming months, maybe next year or two?
Jim, it's all very carefully controlled. I don't want anybody to get fooled by the left-right paradigm, the hard left and the phony right. A great example is a Congress. You had Congress that was being chair. The Speaker of the House in 2010 was Nancy Pelosi, Italian Roman Catholic. She's very hardcore leftist. And she says that her mentor is a Jesuit by the name of Stephen J. Privet. She installed the very first Catholic priest as House Chaplain, Daniel P. Coughlin. She turned the gavel over to John Boehner, devout Roman Catholic. He gave her a big kiss. John Boehner was educated by the Jesuits at Xavier College. He installed the very first Jesuit House Chaplain, Patrick J. Conroy. He turned the gavel over to Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, devout Roman Catholic, grew up as an altar boy. This left-right paradigm, I just read an article, Tale of Two Catholics, Paul Ryan versus Joe Biden. The problem is they're all following the same agenda. We're meant to believe that these crazy ideas from Jorge Mario Bergoglio, Pope Francis, Francis of Assisi? Wait a minute. Is it Francis of Assisi or is it Francis Xavier? One of the founders of the Jesuit order, that he took his name after Francis the First. It's all very carefully controlled and scripted, this left-right paradigm. I have detailed notes, as you know, in the book, of how the Jesuits were behind both the Third Reich, Nazi fascism, and communism. I can trace both. That they were created, the Cold War, Soviet intelligence versus the CIA. They were both totally controlled and co-opted to maximize fear and maximize profit at the same time. So the sad thing is it's all very controlled, including this country. People say, well, it's my government. My government would never do what happened on 9/11. It's not your government. It's being controlled by a foreign malignant entity. Go back to the 60s. The 63 when Jack Kennedy was slaughtered in broad daylight in Dallas and in front of our eyes. Does anyone still believe that Lee Harvey Oswald shot three times in 6.8 seconds with a bolt action Carcano, all from the rear, when the Zapruder film shows Jack Kennedy going back into the left and a terrible, horrible exit wound, the back of his head blowing off, and his wife jumping onto the trunk of the car to go and retrieve his body part? That doesn't happen. That's an exit wound. That doesn't happen when you're shooting from the rear. Who is the next best culprit behind Jack Kennedy's public slaughter, sitting president, the Central Intelligence Agency? Wait a minute, are you kidding me? The CIA murdered our own president in broad daylight? That's a coup. How can we not ask questions at that point? Why is it that our own agencies, our own government offices, seem to be treating us as its enemies? That's because it's being controlled by a foreign malignant entity, Jim.
Shocking information, but again, highly footnoted, food for thought. And I got a bunch of emails here from those of you that wanted to ask questions. I have to apologize. I just didn't have a chance to even get to any questions because I had so many questions of my own. Interesting book. I mean, if you have your doubts, get the book and read it. And Johnny, tell us how people can get the book. I know it's at Amazon. Is it available for Kindle also for people that want to read it that way?
Absolutely, and I went out of my way to make sure the Kindle was easily accessible, so that a lot of those footnotes, all the footnotes have a hyperlink, and the Kindle, you can just click on the hyperlink, go right to it, and that makes it easy for people to track this information down themselves.
Yeah, and a book this big, it might be worth getting it on the Kindle, folks, because you wouldn't have to worry about carrying a book around this big if you're taking it on a trip or something. Last question here for you. Writing such a controversial book, have you had any threats, or do you have any fear for having put a book out like this?
Jim, I wouldn't even begin to have an undertaking like this, and you're a Christian, your audience is mainly Christian. GCN is a Christian network, so I'm going to be open about my Christian faith. I would not even begin to have an undertaking like this unless I felt very passionate about living my faith in Jesus Christ. This entity that I'm trying to out is the most powerful in the world. It controls everything: banks, militaries, intelligence agencies. It can pick you apart. It can destroy your reputation, destroy your finances, and kill you. It has at its, it is expert in assassination, can make you die of cancer, that do ways to do you in that no one would ever.
And
know
Johnny, we're going to have to close it out there. It's the Illuminati Unmasked, our guest, Johnny Cerucci. If it's Sunday nights, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next week. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.